four verses of the song will repeat the first verse.
Yeah. I think most of you know that I grew up outside of the Lord's Church. I was in the denominations, and growing up, as I spoke to Brother Rex this week about, there's a lot of confusion about this book. Communion is also confusing to a lot of folks. I've seen communion taken at weddings where just the new bride and groom take it. I've seen it taken on Saturdays. I've seen it controlled by a priest. It isn't that confusing. The Lord's Supper was planned and directed. And a long time ago, I met a lady over there that brought me to the church. And she showed me that it doesn't have to be confusing. There is but one path. And all I needed to know is if it says it once. That's enough. So let's turn to Acts 20. Because I can never make the point as well as the scripture can. So let's look at Acts 20. And we're only going to read a part of a verse. Acts 20 and verse 7. On the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread. Can it be any more clear? God doesn't have to give us great direction. But I've even heard confusion about what's the proper day. What's the first day of the week? A wise old friend of mine once said, look at your calendar. What's the first day of the week? It's not Saturday. It's not Thursday. It's today. So on this day, we are commanded to come together, to unite, to recognize in remembrance of the Son of God who came and died upon a cross. We're to remember His body and His blood. So let's do so now with a prayer. Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful that Your directives are so clear and so easy to understand. The only reason it's confusing to anyone is because they choose not to read Your Word. As we come together, Father, to break this bread, we want to remember Your Word, which speaks of Your Son. How He lived a perfect life upon this earth. Showing us the error of our ways. And He could have condemned us, but yet He did not. He chose to stand and take our punishment upon Himself. To suffer the cruel cross. To be sorely mistreated by the creation. His body beaten and abused, pinned to a cross with nails. His flesh just barely hanging on because of the scourging. Father, help us to always be mindful of the body of Your Son, because You have commanded us to remember Him, but because we also want to remember Him. Never forgetting the price that was paid upon a terrible cross for our sin. A price we should have to pay, but yet He chose to take it upon Himself. We love You, Lord, for Your plan of salvation and the hope that it gives us. Help us to always be mindful of the body of Your Son as we take this bread. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. Let's continue our prayer. Our Father in heaven, we ask your blessing upon the cup that we are about to partake of that reminds us of the blood of your Son, which from the beginning of time was demanded as a sacrifice to atone for sin, but the blood of goats and bulls could never cover the sin the way the blood of your Son does. Because since he did what he did, we know that if we repent in earnestness, that you will completely forget our sin, no longer remembering it. How this works for you, we can never truly understand, but Father, we know that you are faithful and true. And if you say it, you mean it, and we can believe it and trust it. Father, we're so thankful for the blood of your Son that can wash us and cleanse us, to make us holy, that we may enter into the place that is being prepared at some future time for us. Father, we pray that you would forgive us our sin and remember them no more. We ask this through the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Did I overlook anyone by accident? If not, then this completes the Lord's Supper.
Please turn to number 38.
Separate and apart from the Lord's Supper is a time we set aside to collect an offering for the Lord. It's not often talked about much here because we don't really need to, but I think often we forget that God sacrificed all for us. In the Old Testament times, he asked for 10%. But when it came time for God to give, what did he hold back? We should always be mindful of how much God gave us when we give back. It is our duty as a church to do so. It is not an obligation of any visitor. So let's go to God in prayer for the offering. Our Father in heaven, we're so truly thankful that we are so truly blessed to be called your children, to recognize you as Most High God, the true and only God. As we come together to place an offering before you, Father, help us to always be mindful of who we are giving to. We know that it furthers your work here, and we ask your blessing upon this congregation and this church that it may grow and be strong, faithful and true to you. But Father, we know that you could accomplish your works without us, but yet you choose to ask us to give back to you that which is all rightfully yours anyway. Help us to be mindful of you as we give back, and help us to do so in a cheerful way that would glorify you and your name. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen.
Smith, mark your soul list number 263. Number 263, I guess. I'm going to encourage that for you to bring this message to the house. Before we raise this message, please turn to number 19. Number 19. We'll sing all three verses of this song. If it's convenient, let's stand and roll.
Walking in Zion.